boy, music.
Yeah, I thought it'd be a good time, and we are joined here at the table by one David Mino of the Sweet Spot.
Fellas,
heard 1 to 3.
Big fan of this segment.
Thank you. Big fan of your program.
Thank you. Glad you're sitting right here
and enjoying it with us.
Yeah, thanks for the time.
Yes.
Well, there's no other tables open. That's mostly why.
Oh, is that why you're here? Man, that's very disappointing. I thought you just wanted to be around.
Yeah, I wanted to hang out with you guys.
Okay, so let's talk music here, and let's talk halftime Super Bowl, because it became a big deal, and I'll get to that in just a second. But as you start getting notifications about what's going down for halftime at the Super Bowl, you're just figuring it's the biggest star of stars. And I don't think there's a person having a better year than Kendrick Lamar. So on the surface, it seems like an appropriate name, because he has been out there, and he just won 5 Grammys, and he's hot. But I didn't know if he had the superstar qualities to have a halftime show. You could have started naming a lot of people saying, all right, this guy's going to do halftime, or this group, or this girl's going to do halftime. You go, okay, I can see that. It feels like it's reserved for the biggest of the big now. And I didn't know if Kendrick Lamar fit that. Like hip-hop, oh, my God, yes. I just don't know if he has the appeal to pull the casual fan and say, oh, my gosh, Kendrick Lamar's performing? Yeah. Let me go check that out. So that was a little bit of a surprise to me. And I think people, man, I may even challenge the whole notion of, okay, if he starts performing and you hear a song, you go, oh, okay, mm-hmm. I know that one. Now, the song you put out about Drake, that's hot. Yeah. That's been all over the place. But if you're not a hip-hop fan and you don't listen to it, he may go through his whole catalog and you'll go, man, I don't know if I've heard that before. I just don't know that. I do feel he's going to put on a good show, and that's probably half the battle. But if you're trying to talk music and keep the interest of the casual fan who's just there watching the Super Bowl for halftime, I don't think Kendrick Lamar is that name.
It's hard to pull off, and some of the best ones, and you guys might play some in a little bit. Like, I'm not a huge fan of Bruno Mars, but he put on a damn good show at halftime.
It's
very accessible, and I feel like his demo is younger to older. Like, a lot of people enjoy that music.
Hmm.
Like, at the media party a couple nights ago, I was talking to someone in the local media here, and I was like, oh, what do you think about Kendrick Lamar playing halftime? And they're like, love his music, but it needs to be something local. And
yeah.
I feel like with the Super Bowl,
that'd be cool.
And see, when you're watching the game, just getting some of the local taste. Because you do have people in New Orleans.
No doubt.
I don't know if it's like the big, super A-list type things.
Harry Connick Jr.
And I wonder if that name now is big enough to say, oh, my gosh, he's going to headline the Super Bowl.
Probably not.
You had the hip-hop acts, because Jay-Z is one of the guys that's probably, not probably, he is in charge of halftime here at the Super Bowl, and you're starting to see that influence in some of the halftimes that we've seen. But I think we got a little bit spoiled with L.A. when they had that Super Bowl and they brought out Dre and Snoop and all that with that local flavor. And I know, of course, Lil Wayne was a little bit upset, because he's probably the biggest name in New Orleans, that if you said he was doing Super Bowl for a local flavor, you go, okay, I can see that. But his time when he was the hottest was a while back now. About 15 years when he was just the
A-list
name.
He was on every song.
Yeah. A-list name, and it kind of feels like they want to try to get the hottest name that's in hip-hop now. But when you start looking at some of the Super Bowl halftime shows in the past, the very first one, halftime of the Super Bowl I.
Wasn't it like a high school marching band?
It was the University of Arizona and Grambling State Marching Band.
Okay, that'd be...
That'd be kind of cool.
Grambling State would be cool.
Of course. They're going to definitely put on the show.
Yeah.
But it's almost like they went University of Arizona first to kind of – and then there's Grambling. Oh, my gosh. We've never seen this before. And then Grambling State, I guess, did a ton in year one, as they were the halftime show in year two. It was just the Grambling State band. And then Florida A&M University band was halftime of Super Bowl number 3. And then they went away from the band in 1970, and the halftime performer was Carol Channing for Super Bowl IV. And then they went back to the bands, and it just wasn't a huge, huge name that they would have out for Super Bowl halftime.
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry, I was just going to say, I mean, you look at the late 70s even, and it's like the Apache Bells from Tyler Junior College played out there. The year before that, it was – Los Angeles Unified All City Band with the New Mousketeers.
Okay.
Yeah, they just didn't take halftime seriously at
They're
all.
They're saying it's a small world, and they did the Mickey Mouse Club theme at the halftime of the Super Bowl.
Yes, yes. So now, in 1992, for halftime of the Super Bowl, Fox aired a live episode of In Living Color. And I remember this. I was so excited to see that, to turn over and see what was going on. And that episode of In Living Color for halftime of the Super Bowl had 20 million viewers. So, all right, let's see what they did in 1992. In 1992, the NFL countered with Winter Magic, including a salute to the winter season and the Winter Olympics featuring Gloria Estefan, Brian Boitano, and Dorothy Hamill.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
Fox counter-programmed that when they live in color.
And everybody was like, well, we're going over there.
And the next year for halftime of the Super Bowl?
It started.
Michael Jackson. You guys say, oh, my gosh.
Hey, man. Michael. Michael just walked by.
Yeah. There is a specific audience for halftime that people want to see. Well, we're going to go with the biggest name, and it's Michael Jackson. So from then on, after that, you had Rockin' Country Sunday featuring Clint Black. And whether you like country music or not, Tanya Tucker, Travis Tritt, they had huge names in country music. In 1995, they went with Indiana Jones and the Temple of the Forbidden Eye featuring Tony Bennett, Patti LaBelle, Miami Sound Machine. So
that
kind of
that was the first halftime show I remember watching.
Okay.
Was Super Bowl 29. And it was so incredibly crazy. Do you remember that one?
I do not.
As a kid, I don't remember much about it, but yeah, it was Indiana Jones
the
theme.
Indiana Jones thing. I remember that. I don't remember.
As a kid, it was really cool. I was like,
Miami
All right.
Sound Machine being there. That'd be kind of cool.
So then you hit Diana Ross the next year. You have Blues Brothers Bash with Dan Aykroyd, John Goodman, James Belushi, and they had James Brown on that one. They had a tribute to Motown, but the one that tipped the scales for me, and I know one that tipped the scales for a lot of people, is when they started to have huge, huge acts just by themselves.
Right.
So in 2002, you had U2, and that's big.
That's
again,
massive.
You are not, if that's not
They're
your
not
genre
American.
Of music, right? If that's not your genre of music, you probably right. well, whatever. But that is a huge act, and it started from there. Shania Twain. And then 2004 hit with Janet Jackson. It was Timberlake. That was Nipplegate. And then they started going, all right, we need to chill. Paul McCartney was 2005. The Rolling Stones was 2006. Dude. Making sure we don't get anything like that again. But then you hit 2007. And this is the one that is always going to be memorable for me. Of course, it's going to be my favorite of all time, no matter what. And it was the first Super Bowl that I went to. And, Travis, you can play a little bit of this underneath us. It is Prince. But he had the Florida A&M marching band with him
Didn't
also.
Rain? Yeah.
When he was playing Purple Rain.
Yeah. But the rain wasn't purple.
And it started raining. But they had lights going and everything, man. And all some of the things
that
he had to go through, because they almost said they wanted to stop the show because it's raining, and you know you have that all the equipment, it's pretty dangerous. He's like, man, please,
I'm
running this. Let's go. Like, this is epic and it's majestic, and it's the one that I will never, ever, ever forget, because when we were, that was my first Super Bowl, and they have the press conference for the halftime act every Thursday, and Prince doesn't do press conferences. But they had to have him gathered in a room. So it's a room of about 150 of us. And Prince walks out, and we're like, holy crap. And he went to the microphone and he said, so there are no questions? And
would anybody like to play basketball?
Everyone thought he didn't do press conferences. So this lady just got up and almost broke her leg scrambling to get to the mic to ask a question. And as soon as she said, hey, Prince, he said, 1, 2, 3, and they started playing. And they did like a 3 or 4 song concert for 150 people. And
that's he doesn't do press conferences.
It was incredible.
Oh, my God.
It was, I'll never, ever forget that. I almost had a Purple Rain tear going down my eye. It was so great.
That's pretty awesome, dude.
Yeah, yeah. And then you get Tom Petty. You get Bruce Springsteen the year after that. The Who in 2010.
I like that classic rock music. So those were the acts that I really enjoyed a lot when they were doing those.
Now, there are some where you'll say, okay, what's your favorite? What's the ones that you kind of lean toward being not one of your favorites? And I think the one that a lot of people lean toward not being their favorite was the one that happened in Dallas.
Everything about that Super Bowl sucks.
Yeah. Yeah, the Black Eyed Peas. So if you want to roll a little bit of that one, man, that was the Black Eyed Peas, Usher, and Slash on the one in 2011. Oh, man. Everything about that Dallas Super Bowl is just so forgettable.
What was the line? Was it Will I Am at the end said, have a happy football?
I do think
I say that all the time now. Have a happy football.
And then, of course, when you talk about New Orleans, and the last time we were here in New Orleans is Beyonce.
Yeah.
And Beyonce, right after her halftime performance, the stinking lights go out, and you have to wait 45 minutes. You got to shut it down. That was a big one. And then, like you talked about, Mino, before, Bruno Mars, Katy Perry, Coldplay was 2016 with Beyonce and Bruno Mars.
I thought Lady Gaga was really good.
I thought she was
that
awesome.
Show was cool.
And she was on top of the stadium.
Yeah. Justin Timberlake was the headliner in 18. I remember The Weeknd making that big of a deal. And I think I put The Weeknd in kind of the same category.
Yeah. I love Blinding Lights. That's one of my favorite songs ever.
Yeah, with Kendrick Lamar. You can see why he's on top right now. But I didn't think he had the name to kind of carry a Super Bowl halftime. But I thought the show was pretty
good. Yeah, it was
really
cool.
I thought he did a really good job. And, of course, Eminem, Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, and Kendrick and Mary J. Blige was 2022.
That was cool.
Rihanna, Usher, and now we're going to have Kendrick Lamar with special guest SZA. And I just want to know how that's going to shape up. Again, I think the performance is going to be fantastic. He's going to put on the show.
What does he do? Does he dance like Usher? Is he cool like
that? No, he's not a dancer. No. He'll do a couple of moves. Though,
yeah.
Because he did when he was with Eminem and Dr. Dre. A halftime show. You saw him have the people around him, and he did all right, and that's one of his biggest tunes, and I'm pretty sure he'll do that again. But he's just a hot name right now. I just think a lot of people will say, I'm good.
I don't know.
It's going to have to be a big production, kind of like the Weeknd was.
Right.
Because like you were saying, I'm like, okay, I like his songs. It'll be for us. I just don't know if it has the wide appeal. But remember, he was walking through that almost like that maze,
right,
and like the House of Mirrors,
right,
and stuff.
Right.
It's going to be have to be something like that, where it's a lot of dancers, a lot of flash.
What's his like most well known song?
It's the one that he just put out, the diss track to Drake.
Okay,
but the one All Right is a good tune. That's probably the second one. Not Like Us is the name of the tune against Drake, and that's the one he won all the Grammys for. A diss track winning Grammys is mind blowing. That's just like Hit 'Em Up or No Vaseline winning a Grammy. There's no way that would do anything like that, but it did because it was so hot coming out. So Kendrick is the halftime show. I'm definitely going to watch. I'm right there for it. I watch pretty much every one of them, but I just wonder the mass appeal is going to have. You're going to have a lot of people saying that this is their least favorite Super Bowl halftime show of all time. I can promise you that.
Okay, let's remember this from right now, because Not Like Us on Spotify right now has a little over a billion listens.
Okay.
So a week from now, after the Super Bowl, let's see what that number is up to. Like, does he double that? Does he get to 2 billion in 1 week?
Yeah, a billion is like everyone's heard it already. Yeah. All right, so that's Boy Music for this week. We do it every Thursday at 11:30.